Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read to you from Numbers chapter 11, verses 33 through 35, and talk to you about covetousness and quails. I mean the bird. You'll see what I mean here. Numbers chapter 11, starting at verse 33, where we read, "But while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. So he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people who had yielded to craving. From Kibroth Hattaavah, the people moved on to Hazeroth and camped at Hazeroth." Now, a phrase we used when we tried to bring up our children was this: be happy with what you get. We used that phrase with our kids since they were little. The idea was simply this: that you can't have everything you want, and so you have to find a way to be happy with what you get. God tried to teach Israel this principle in the wilderness, but they did not take to the lesson very quickly. Because they complained so bitterly, God miraculously directed a vast covey of quail to the camp of Israel, where they were killed and eaten. Quail migrate over the Sinai wilderness every year, so God may have used one of these migrations. It's on record that Arabs living near this region have caught between 1 and 2 million quails during their migration using nets. Well, the previous verses in Numbers chapter 11 tell us that the quail came all around the camp, that is, on the perimeter. But when the Holy Spirit was poured out earlier in Numbers chapter 11, it drew men into the center of the camp, right into the middle of the people of God. But to get the quail, they had to go outside of the camp, away from the people of God. God's best for us is always towards the center of the camp, not towards the outside. Now, when the quail came, the people went with great effort and excitement to gather the birds and to prepare them for eating. But when they ate, while the meat was still between their teeth, the Lord sent a plague among them, and many died. Psalm 106 describes this scene. I'm going to read to you from that psalm. "They soon forgot his works and did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul." That's Psalm 106, verses 13 through 15. When we allow ungodly cravings to rule our lives, God may send us what we crave and leanness into our soul as well. Some of us say, "Hey, I always wanted to be lean. I could always drop a few pounds." But your body may benefit from some leanness, but your soul needs all the health-giving fatness you can possibly give it. You may want a lean body, but you don't want a lean soul. It's far better to have a fat soul, so to speak, than to be deprived of some sinful cravings. Now, how was this a help to Israel? It taught them not to be ruled by their cravings, and that lesson was a huge help to the nation. Promised land people must be ruled by more than their physical or emotional appetites. Some people never experience greater richness in their walk with God because they're ruled by their cravings instead of being yielded to the Spirit of God. They named that place Kibroth Hattaavah, which means graves of craving. How many people allow their cravings to lead them to a spiritual grave? How many people live in spiritual death because they yield to their cravings and never find victory over their lusts? Don't live your life in or walking towards a crave of graving. Ask God to make you happy with what you get. And that is every spiritual blessing that you have in Jesus Christ, in the heavenly places, at least according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It's far better than roasted quail. And this satisfaction with every blessing that you've been given in Jesus Christ is something that you can receive in Him and receive today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.